Marcus Aurelius believed that the object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane. Yet in this world, people often fall victim to popular opinion, adopting a herd mentality fueled by the fear of being judged. But how foolish is the one who consciously chooses lies over truth, the Stoics would say. They understood that truth and wisdom lies not in the majority, and that courage is required to stand alone. This belief led them to live lives of principle, not of popular degeneracy. Marcus Aurelius said, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They're like this because they can't tell good from evil. But I have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and have recognized that the wrongdoer has a nature related to my own, not of the same blood and birth, but the same mind, and possessing a share of the divine. And so none of them can hurt me, no one can implicate me in ugliness, nor can I feel angry at my relative or hate him. We were born to work together like feet, hands, and eyes, like the two rows of teeth, upper and lower. To obstruct each other is unnatural. To feel anger at someone, to turn your back on him, these are unnatural. Have you ever considered the true impact of a simple no? In today's bustling rhythm of life, where every minute is packed with decisions, how often do you pause to consider the power vested in your responses? Today, we embark on a transformative journey, exploring a Stoic approach to one of the most empowering actions you can take: saying no. Not just a reaction, but a profound decision that can shape the course of your life. Lesson 1. The Stoic foundation of saying no. Do you know why saying no can be so powerful? The Stoics often stressed the importance of self-control and discernment, principles deeply rooted in the practice of saying no. Marcus Aurelius once remarked, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength." This insight is crucial when we face the daily barrage of requests and opportunities. Each no is not just a refusal, but an affirmation of control over one's life and choices. Saying no allows you to preserve your time, align with your values, and maintain focus on your goals. The Stoics championed the fortress of the inner self, advocating for personal integrity and deliberate action. When you say no, you are essentially guarding this fortress from unnecessary intrusions. How can saying no be a reflection of your personal integrity? Consider the times you've said yes when you wanted to say no. Each of these moments might have led to regret, stress, or a deviation from your goals. The Stoics teach us that wisdom lies in recognizing what is essential and eliminating the rest. By saying no, you exercise this wisdom, making space for what truly enriches your life. What does it take to say no effectively? It requires clarity of purpose and understanding of one's priorities. Seneca advised, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." This philosophy can be applied to our commitments. By craving fewer, yet more meaningful engagements, you enhance your life's quality and your contributions. How does saying no affect your mental peace? Epictetus pointed out that peace begins with your reactions to external demands. If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation. When you say no, you refuse to be provoked into unwanted commitments, maintaining your tranquility. Can saying no be a strategic decision? The Stoics were strategic in their use of reason to guide their decisions. They saw the rational mind as a tool for distinguishing between what is necessary and what is not. In this light, saying no becomes a strategy to optimize your energy and resources for the highest impact actions. How does saying no demonstrate courage? Courage, as one of the cardinal virtues of Stoicism, involves standing up for your beliefs and making tough decisions. Saying no often requires courage, especially when it goes against the expectations of others. It is a testament to your commitment to live according to your principles. Start small. Today, decline something minor but unnecessary, perhaps an extra task at work that doesn't align with your core responsibilities, or a social event that would leave you drained. Reflect on this experience. How did it feel to prioritize your needs? Note any feelings of relief or reaffirmation of your goals. By embracing the Stoic principles of self-control, wisdom, and courage, you can transform the act of saying no into a powerful tool for personal growth and fulfillment. As we progress, remember that each no is not just a rejection, but a choice to honor your values, your time, and your life's purpose. Lesson 2. The liberating clarity of setting boundaries. Why is setting boundaries essential to the power of saying no? Setting boundaries is a fundamental aspect of Stoic philosophy that enhances your ability to say no with confidence. The Stoics believed in the importance of understanding and asserting one's limits, much like a city relies on its walls for protection. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." However, he also advised maintaining a clear boundary regarding your inner sanctum, your thoughts and emotions. By setting clear boundaries, you define where your responsibilities end and where your peace begins. This clarity prevents external forces from overwhelming your mental fortress, allowing you to respond rather than react to demands. Each time you assert these boundaries by saying no, you reclaim a piece of your autonomy. How does understanding your personal limits empower you to say no? Recognizing your limits is akin to knowing the strength of your resources in Stoic thought. Epictetus stressed, "Know first who you are, and then adorn yourself accordingly." Understanding your limits is an essential adornment in your interactions. When you are aware of what you can handle mentally, emotionally, and physically, you can make informed decisions about what to accept. This self-awareness prevents overcommitment and stress, common consequences of failing to say no. It also empowers you to communicate your boundaries clearly, making others aware of what they can reasonably expect from you. When you say no based on a well-understood limitation, it is both a personal affirmation and a signal to others that you respect yourself. What role does rationality play in setting and enforcing boundaries? Stoicism places high value on rationality as a guiding principle in life. Marcus Aurelius believed that the rational mind could distinguish between good and evil, necessary and unnecessary. In the context of setting boundaries, rationality helps you to objectively assess each request or opportunity that comes your way. It asks, "Does this align with my values? Will this contribute to or detract from my goals? Is this the best use of my time and energy?" By applying rational judgment, saying no becomes a reasoned decision rather than an emotional reaction. This methodical approach ensures that your boundaries are based on logic and purpose, not whims or fears. How do clear boundaries reduce stress and enhance your quality of life? Seneca once said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." When you set clear boundaries, you effectively guard your time against wastefulness. Boundaries allow you to prioritize how and with whom you spend your time. By saying no to lesser things, you say yes to more meaningful activities that enrich your life. This not only enhances your own life, but also sets a standard for what you expect from others. The respect you show for your time and commitments teaches others to value them as well. Consequently, clear boundaries reduce potential conflicts and misunderstandings, thereby lowering stress and contributing to a more tranquil life. Can setting boundaries improve your relationships? While it might seem counterintuitive, setting boundaries can significantly enhance relationships. When you clearly define what is acceptable and what is not, you create a safer space for honest interactions. Stoics advocate for straightforward and sincere communications. As Marcus Aurelius suggested, be tolerant with others and strict with yourself. By applying this to boundaries, you encourage a mutual respect that deepens connections. Moreover, when you say no within the context of clear boundaries, it is less likely to be taken personally, as it is understood as a part of your character, not a momentary disregard. What is the impact of not setting boundaries? Failing to set boundaries often leads to a life dictated by the agendas of others, not unlike a city without walls being open to invaders. Epictetus warned, "If you wish to be a writer, write." This simple directive underscores the importance of action aligned with self-determination. Without boundaries, your ability to direct your life and say no becomes compromised, leading to resentment, exhaustion, and a sense of lost control. Such a state is antithetical to Stoic principles, which emphasize self-mastery and independence. Therefore, the absence of boundaries can fundamentally undermine the Stoic pursuit of a virtuous and purposeful life. How can you begin to establish and communicate your boundaries effectively? Establishing boundaries starts with self-reflection, understanding your values, priorities, and limits. The next step is to communicate these boundaries clearly to those around you. This might involve saying no to work outside of agreed hours or declining invitations that conflict with your personal time. Stoics practice journaling as a way to reflect and strengthen their resolve. You might find it helpful to write down your boundaries and the reasons behind them, which can reinforce your commitment to them and prepare you to articulate them to others. Remember, the goal is not to isolate yourself, but to interact with the world in a way that respects your values and mental peace. For 1 week, practice saying no at least once a day based on a boundary you've set. It could be as simple as not checking emails after a certain hour or declining additional responsibilities until you've completed current ones. After each no, reflect on the interaction and how it made you feel. Consider the responses you received and what they indicate about the clarity and effectiveness of your communication. Use this insight to refine your approach to setting and enforcing boundaries. Through these lessons on setting boundaries and the power of saying no, you are not only protecting your time and energy, but also cultivating a life aligned with Stoic virtues. As you grow more comfortable with this practice, you will find that saying no becomes a powerful tool for living deliberately and with integrity, true to the teachings of the Stoic philosophers. Lesson 3. Mastering autonomy by embracing the power of no. Why does saying no enhance personal autonomy? The act of saying no is a definitive exercise in personal autonomy, a core principle championed by the Stoics. When you say no, you assert your independence and affirm that your decisions are guided by your own values and reasoning, not by external pressures or desires. Marcus Aurelius advised, "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy," highlighting the importance of acting on one's own principles rather than reacting to others. When you say no, you detach from the expectations and demands of others, reinforcing your own path and choices. This self-governance is essential for maintaining personal integrity and freedom. It allows you to navigate life more deliberately, making choices that align with your deeper goals and virtues. Each no adds a brick to the fortress of your autonomy, protecting your right to choose your own way in life. How does the practice of saying no relate to Stoic virtues? In Stoicism, the practice of saying no is deeply connected to the cardinal virtues: wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Saying no requires the wisdom to discern when things do not align with your values, the justice to be fair to yourself and others in preserving your well-being, the courage to potentially disappoint others for the right reasons, and the temperance to restrain your desires to please or conform. Each act of saying no can be seen as a moment of practicing these virtues. By choosing not to engage in activities that don't serve your highest good, you honor your moral and ethical standards. This not only strengthens your character but also deepens your commitment to living a virtuous life. Through this practice, you are not just saying no to others, you are affirming the Stoic principles that shape a meaningful life. What practical steps can you take to become more comfortable with saying no? Becoming comfortable with saying no is a skill that requires practice and reflection. Start by identifying situations where you feel pressured to say yes, but would prefer to say no. Reflect on these moments and understand your reasons for discomfort. It may help to rehearse saying no in a calm and rational manner. Stoics like Epictetus taught that preparation is key to handling life's challenges. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. This preparation involves mentally or even verbally rehearsing your responses. Practicing in low-stakes situations builds your confidence and fluency in asserting your decisions. Over time, this practice will make it easier to say no when it really counts, reinforcing your autonomy and integrity. How does saying no protect your time and energy? Time and energy are finite resources that you must protect to live effectively and fulfill your potential. When you say no to tasks and commitments that do not directly contribute to your well-being or goals, you conserve these precious resources. This selective engagement is a Stoic approach to productivity and well-being. Seneca observed, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." By saying no, you avoid wasting time on non-essential activities, allowing you to focus more intensely on actions that are truly beneficial. This not only boosts your productivity, but also enhances your satisfaction with how your time is spent. Saying no becomes a tool for prioritizing your life's work, ensuring that you dedicate yourself to pursuits that are genuinely rewarding. What emotional benefits does saying no provide? Saying no can significantly reduce stress and anxiety that comes from overcommitment and strained resources. It allows you to maintain a healthier emotional balance by not overloading your schedule or betraying your personal limits. The Stoics understood that emotional well-being is key to rational thought and effective living. By saying no, you affirm your right to emotional stability, which is essential for making clear-headed decisions. This act also fosters self-respect and confidence as you honor your needs and limitations. Over time, this leads to greater emotional resilience as you become less susceptible to guilt and external pressures. The ability to say no is not just a rejection, it's a declaration of independence from the tyranny of unchosen obligations. Can saying no increase your focus on personal growth and development? By carefully selecting what you agree to, you allocate more time and resources to personal development and pursuits that align with your growth. The Stoics placed great emphasis on continuous improvement and self-reflection. Saying no to distractions allows for deeper engagement with these practices. It creates space for activities that build your knowledge, skills, and wisdom. Whether it's reading, meditating, exercising, or engaging in meaningful projects, these activities are vital for your growth. Each no to external demands means a yes to self-development, allowing you to become the person you aspire to be. How does saying no influence others' perception of you? Initially, others may respond negatively when you start saying no, especially if they are accustomed to your compliance. However, over time, as you consistently enforce your boundaries, their respect for you will likely increase. The Stoics advise us to be more concerned with our own character than with our reputation, but they also recognize that respect is earned through principled living. By saying no when it matters, you demonstrate strength, self-respect, and integrity. This can lead others to view you as a person of principle, someone who is trustworthy and serious about their commitments. Your example may even inspire others to reflect on their own boundaries and the power of saying no. Keep a journal for the next week where you record each time you say no. Note the situation, why you chose to say no, and the outcome. Reflect on how each no felt and what it achieved for you. This exercise will not only help you become more conscious of your decisions, but also show you the power of saying no in preserving your autonomy and advancing your life goals. Through this lesson, you've explored how saying no is not merely a negative response, but a positive assertion of your Stoic virtues, personal freedom, and commitment to growth. As you continue to practice this skill, you'll find that your capacity for living authentically and purposefully expands, bringing you closer to the Stoic ideal of a life well lived. Lesson 4: Cultivating contentment through selective engagement. Why is saying no critical for cultivating contentment? Contentment, a central tenet of Stoic philosophy, is not about having everything but about being selective about what you choose to have and do. Saying no is integral to this selectiveness, enabling you to focus on what truly matters. By declining invitations that don't align with your values or turning down projects that don't serve your long-term goals, you maintain control over your life's narrative. Marcus Aurelius asserted, "Ask yourself at every moment, is this necessary?" Applying this Stoic question helps you make decisions that enhance your contentment. Every time you say no, you are actively shaping your environment to better reflect your personal philosophy and lifestyle, fostering a deeper sense of satisfaction and peace. How does saying no help simplify your life? Simplicity is a Stoic goal that helps reduce life's complexities and chaos. By saying no, you effectively filter out excess noise, obligations, and clutter that do not serve your essential needs. This act of refusal is not merely about avoidance, but about affirming a simpler, more focused way of living. Seneca noted, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. To achieve this enjoyment, it's crucial to minimize the distractions and commitments that pull your attention away from the present. Simplifying your commitments through selective no's allows you to devote more energy to each task, increasing both the quality of your work and your life." What does it mean to practice Stoic self-discipline through saying no? Self-discipline, a virtue highly esteemed by Stoics, involves more than just hard work. It requires the strategic exercise of saying no to immediate gratifications that conflict with long-term benefits. Epictetus taught, "No great thing is created suddenly." This idea underscores the need for persistent effort aligned with one's goals, which often means saying no to short-term pleasures or distractions. Each act of refusal strengthens your willpower and reaffirms your commitment to your Stoic principles, helping to build a resilient and disciplined character capable of achieving significant accomplishments over time. How does saying no increase your effectiveness in personal and professional life? Effectiveness in any area of life comes from focus and commitment, qualities that are diluted when you spread yourself too thin. When you say no to less critical tasks or social engagements, you reserve your time and energy for activities with higher impact. This not only leads to better results, but also increases your sense of fulfillment in your undertakings. The Stoic philosopher Musonius Rufus argued that we must choose our pursuits carefully to ensure they are worthy of our effort. Saying no is a practical application of this philosophy, enabling you to engage more deeply where it counts most. Can saying no enhance your relationships? Contrary to popular belief, saying no can actually strengthen relationships by establishing honest and clear expectations. When you respectfully decline requests that you cannot or do not want to fulfill, you prevent future resentment and misunderstanding. This clarity and honesty help build trust and respect between parties. Marcus Aurelius reminded us, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." Applying this to your interactions means saying no when you cannot commit wholeheartedly, thus maintaining integrity in your relationships and ensuring that you only commit when you can be fully present. What are the mental health benefits of saying no? Saying no has significant mental health benefits, including reducing stress, anxiety, and feelings of overwhelm. By protecting your time and personal boundaries, you mitigate the risk of burnout, a common consequence of overcommitment. Stoicism teaches the value of inner peace as the foundation of a good life. Practicing saying no helps maintain this peace by keeping your workload and social obligations at manageable levels, allowing you to stay balanced and mentally healthy. How does saying no connect to the Stoic acceptance of what you can and cannot do? The Stoic dichotomy of control involves recognizing what is and isn't within your power to change. Saying no is an exercise in accepting that you cannot do everything, and that overreaching often leads to poor outcomes. By focusing your efforts only on what you can realistically manage and influence, you embody the Stoic acceptance of life's limitations. This realistic appraisal of your capabilities and circumstances leads to more deliberate and effective actions, aligning your life more closely with Stoic ideals. Take a moment to list all your current commitments, both personal and professional. For each item on the list, ask yourself if it is necessary and if it contributes positively to your life. If the answer is no, consider how you can begin to step back from these commitments. Practice saying no to new requests that don't align with your critical values or that would overload your schedule. Reflect on the feelings and outcomes that arise from these decisions to better understand the impact of your choices on your contentment and effectiveness. Through the practice of saying no, you cultivate a life that is not only simpler and more focused, but also richer in fulfillment and Stoic virtue. This lesson emphasizes the power of selective engagement as a pathway to contentment, demonstrating how essential saying no is to living a meaningful and balanced Stoic life. Lesson 5. Strengthening resilience by refusing overcommitment. Why is resilience crucial in the practice of saying no? Resilience, a core Stoic virtue, involves enduring life's challenges with grace and fortitude. Saying no plays a critical role in this practice, as it helps prevent situations that might overwhelm your capacities and compromise your ability to cope effectively. By selectively committing your resources, you build a buffer against potential stressors, preserving your energy for unforeseen demands. This preemptive refusal aligns with the Stoic principle of preparing for adversity by maintaining a reserve of mental and emotional strength. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of facing each day fully armed with virtues. Saying no is part of arming yourself against the pressures of excessive demands. Each act of refusal strengthens your resilience by ensuring that when challenges do arise, you are not already depleted from unnecessary commitments. How does saying no build psychological resilience? Saying no helps condition your mind to maintain control under pressure by not succumbing to every request or impulse. This mental discipline is akin to the Stoic exercise of self-control, which Epictetus regarded as essential for a free and virtuous life. By consistently choosing which engagements to accept and which to decline, you train yourself to recognize and withstand pressures to conform or acquiesce. This training not only prepares you for significant life challenges, but also everyday decisions that require firmness and resolve. Furthermore, the act of saying no can reinforce your belief in your own decision-making capabilities, thereby boosting your confidence and psychological resilience. What are the long-term benefits of strategically saying no? Strategically saying no has significant long-term benefits, including sustained productivity, deeper focus, and enhanced personal growth. By not overloading yourself with commitments, you can maintain a steady pace in your work and personal life, leading to higher quality results and less burnout. This approach allows for deeper engagement with tasks, facilitating better learning and mastery over time. Seneca's advice on focusing one's efforts where they matter most is particularly relevant here. By saying no to the trivial, you dedicate yourself to the essential, fostering a life of purpose and fulfillment. This strategic approach ensures that your energies are spent on activities that align with your long-term goals, reinforcing your path toward a virtuous Stoic life. How can saying no protect your personal boundaries and relationships? By saying no, you assert your personal boundaries, demonstrating respect for yourself and for others by clearly defining what you are willing and able to do. This clarity can prevent misunderstandings and resentments in relationships, as it sets realistic expectations for your involvement and availability. When others understand your boundaries, they are less likely to impose unreasonable demands, fostering healthier, more respectful interactions. Furthermore, when you model this behavior, you encourage others to express their own limits, which can lead to a more open and mutually supportive environment. Marcus Aurelius practiced this principle by being forthright in his dealings, advocating for sincerity and respect in all relationships. Can saying no enhance your focus and effectiveness in important areas of your life? Saying no is crucial for maintaining focus and effectiveness. When you decline less important activities, you conserve mental energy for tasks that require more concentration and skill. This focused approach is in line with the Stoic ideal of doing fewer things but doing them well. Epictetus often spoke about the importance of concentration in practice, noting that excellence comes from focus and persistence. By limiting distractions through selective engagement, you ensure that your efforts are not diluted across too many fronts, allowing for a deeper impact in the areas that truly matter to you. How does practicing saying no affect your self-esteem and autonomy? Practicing saying no can significantly boost your self-esteem and sense of autonomy. Each time you make a decision that aligns with your values and priorities, you affirm your ability to govern your own life. This affirmation builds self-respect and confidence as you demonstrate to yourself and others that you are not easily swayed by external pressures. Stoics like Seneca believed that true freedom comes from within. By mastering your responses and choices, including your ability to say no, you live more authentically as the master of your fate. What role does saying no play in managing life's stresses and uncertainties? Saying no is a key strategy in managing stress and navigating life's uncertainties. By not overcommitting, you keep your schedule and responsibilities manageable, reducing the chaos that can come from juggling too many tasks. This management allows you to better adapt to unexpected events and changes, as you have the flexibility and bandwidth to respond effectively. Stoicism teaches the importance of adaptability and acceptance of change. Saying no helps you maintain the agility needed to face life's inevitable fluctuations with equanimity and grace. This week, consciously decide to say no to at least three things that do not align with your core values or goals. After each decision, reflect on how saying no made you feel and what it allowed you to preserve or accomplish instead. Write these reflections down and review them at the end of the week to assess the impact of your choices on your resilience, focus, and overall well-being. This exercise will help solidify the practice of saying no as a fundamental Stoic skill, enhancing your ability to live a more deliberate and fulfilling life. Through this lesson, we explore how the simple act of saying no not only preserves our resources, but also builds the Stoic virtues of resilience, wisdom, and discipline. As you continue to apply these lessons, you will find that saying no becomes a powerful tool for navigating life with intention and integrity. Lesson 6. Fostering inner peace and clarity by embracing no. Why is inner peace crucial in the practice of saying no? Inner peace, a state highly valued in Stoicism, is essential for maintaining clarity and equanimity amidst life's challenges. Saying no plays a pivotal role in fostering this peace by preventing external demands from disrupting your mental tranquility. When you assertively say no to tasks and requests that conflict with your values or overburden you, you preserve your serenity and maintain focus on your personal and philosophical goals. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of staying true to one's principles in the face of external chaos, stating, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. By practicing the power of no, you exercise control over your engagements, ensuring that your actions are aligned with your Stoic pursuit of a peaceful and meaningful life. How does saying no simplify your decision-making process? Saying no simplifies the decision-making process by clarifying what truly matters in your life. By frequently exercising the option to decline, you hone your ability to quickly identify and prioritize actions that are in harmony with your values. This practice reduces the mental clutter associated with weighing every possible engagement or opportunity, enabling you to make decisions with greater confidence and less hesitation. The Stoics believed in the virtue of simplicity, not just in lifestyle, but also in thought and action. Seneca taught, "It is the superfluous things for which men sweat," suggesting that a simpler life is a more focused and satisfying one. Therefore, by saying no to the superfluous, you enhance your capacity to focus on the essential, streamlining your path toward virtuous living. What benefits does saying no bring to your emotional well-being? Emotionally, saying no can be incredibly liberating. It relieves you from the stress and anxiety of overcommitment and the resentment that often follows acquiescing against your better judgment. When you set boundaries and adhere to them by saying no, you affirm your self-worth and respect your own needs as much as you respect those of others. This balance is crucial for emotional health, as Epictetus pointed out. If you desire any good, get it from yourself. By ensuring that your actions align with your needs and capacities, you cultivate emotional resilience and reduce feelings of being overwhelmed or underappreciated. How does saying no encourage a more focused pursuit of personal and professional goals? By judiciously saying no, you allocate your resources, time, energy, and attention more efficiently toward achieving your personal and professional aspirations. Each no to a distraction is a yes to a goal-oriented activity, enhancing your productivity and effectiveness. This focused approach is crucial for progress and success in any field. As Marcus Aurelius noted, "The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane." By limiting your commitments, you avoid the common madness of busy but unproductive lifestyles, enabling a deeper, more thoughtful pursuit of your objectives. Can the practice of saying no improve your relationships? Interestingly, saying no can indeed improve relationships by establishing a foundation of honesty and mutual respect. When you clearly communicate your limits, you teach others how to treat you and what to expect from you, which can prevent misunderstandings and conflicts. This honesty helps build deeper, more genuine relationships with friends, family, and colleagues. Stoicism promotes the idea of living in accordance with nature, including our own nature. By respecting our own limits and communicating them clearly, we align our relationships with this natural law, leading to healthier, more sustainable interactions. What role does self-awareness play in effectively saying no? Self-awareness is fundamental to effectively saying no. It requires knowing your strengths, weaknesses, limits, and values. The more attuned you are to your inner state and needs, the better you can judge when to accept or decline an offer or request. This awareness is akin to the Stoic practice of self-examination, which Seneca suggested should be as frequent as daily. By regularly reflecting on your experiences and feelings about saying no, you can fine-tune your approach to ensure it aligns with your overall life philosophy and goals. How does saying no protect your time and enhance your quality of life? Saying no is a powerful tool for time management. By refusing commitments that do not contribute positively to your life, you protect your time, allowing you to invest it in activities that truly matter and bring joy. This selectivity increases the quality of your life by reducing wasted time and energy on unfulfilling tasks. As Epictetus stated, freedom is the only worthy goal in life. By exercising the freedom to say no, you take control of your time and how you spend it, which is essential for living a fulfilled and autonomous life. For the next week, practice mindful refusal. Before responding to any new request, take a moment to consider your current commitments, personal goals, and emotional state. Ask yourself, does this align with my values? Will this add to my life in a meaningful way? If the answer is no, politely decline. Keep a journal of these instances, noting the reason for your refusal and how you felt afterward. Review this journal at the end of the week to assess how saying no has impacted your stress levels, focus, and overall satisfaction. Through this lesson, we explore how the power of saying no is integral to maintaining inner peace, simplifying decisions, protecting emotional well-being, and focusing on meaningful personal and professional pursuits. As you become more proficient in this practice, you will find that saying no not only preserves your stoic serenity, but enhances your ability to live a deliberate and satisfying life. Lesson 7. Enhancing personal integrity and authenticity through saying no. Why is personal integrity crucial in the practice of saying no? Personal integrity involves consistently aligning your actions with your values and beliefs, a core principle in Stoicism. Saying no is fundamental to maintaining this alignment, as it involves making choices that resonate with your personal ethics and standards. When you refuse tasks or invitations that conflict with your principles, you not only preserve your sense of self but also strengthen your character. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." In this context, being a good man means standing firm in your convictions and saying no to anything that might compromise them. Each decision to decline an offer or request that contradicts your values reaffirms your commitment to living a principled life. How does saying no foster authenticity? Authenticity, like personal integrity, is built through actions that reflect your true self. Saying no allows you to avoid situations and commitments that do not reflect who you are or aspire to be. This refusal helps you avoid living a facade and promotes a life of honesty and genuineness. When you consistently say no to things that don't align with your inner self, you send a clear message about who you are and what you stand for. This transparency not only makes your interactions more genuine, but also attracts people and opportunities that resonate with your authentic self. Seneca's notion that no man was ever wise by chance underscores the deliberate practice needed to live authentically, starting with the wise use of no. What are the consequences of failing to say no when necessary? Failing to say no when necessary can lead to a life that feels out of alignment with your values, resulting in dissatisfaction and regret. Over time, this misalignment can erode your sense of self-worth and lead to an identity that feels not your own. Moreover, not saying no can burden you with commitments that drain your energy and distract you from your goals. This can lead to burnout and a decrease in productivity and satisfaction in both personal and professional realms. The Stoic practice of self-control and self-mastery is compromised when you allow external demands to dictate your actions, leading to a life that, as Epictetus would suggest, is enslaved by the desires and wills of others. How does saying no enhance your decision-making skills? Saying no can significantly enhance your decision-making skills by forcing you to evaluate options based on their alignment with your long-term goals and values. This process of evaluation sharpens your ability to think critically and make choices that are not just reactive but proactive. By frequently exercising the power of no, you become more adept at predicting the outcomes of your decisions and understanding the trade-offs involved. This skill is invaluable, as it allows you to navigate complex situations with confidence and clarity, staying true to your stoic virtues of wisdom and temperance. Can saying no improve your leadership abilities? Effective leadership often requires the courage to say no to initiatives, behaviors, or requests that do not serve the group's best interests. By demonstrating the ability to make tough choices, you earn respect and credibility as a leader. This assertiveness also sets a tone of discipline and integrity within the team or organization, fostering an environment where honesty and accountability are valued. Furthermore, by managing resources wisely and not overcommitting, you ensure that your team remains focused and energized, which are key to achieving collective goals. Marcus Aurelius, himself a leader, practiced these principles, emphasizing the importance of leading by example and staying committed to one's principles. How does saying no affect your personal relationships? In personal relationships, saying no can actually strengthen bonds by establishing clear boundaries and mutual respect. It communicates to others that you value your own needs and respect theirs as well, setting the stage for a balanced and healthy relationship. This practice can prevent resentment that builds up from agreeing to things unwillingly. Additionally, by being honest about your limits, you allow others to understand you better, which can lead to deeper and more meaningful connections. Epictetus highlighted the importance of harmony between individuals' actions and their inner values, suggesting that such harmony is essential for true friendship and love. What role does saying no play in managing stress and maintaining health? Saying no is a critical stress management tool. By not overloading your schedule or committing to things that cause anxiety, you maintain a healthier, more balanced lifestyle. Stress can lead to significant health problems, both mental and physical. Thus, managing commitments through strategic refusals is not just a matter of psychological well-being, but also of physical health. Stoics like Seneca understood the destructive nature of stress and advised managing one's duties in a way that maintains one's health and spirits. Therefore, saying no is not just a practice of mental discipline, but also a practical approach to health maintenance. For the next month, make a conscious effort to use saying no as a tool for maintaining personal integrity and authenticity. Each time you face a decision, ask yourself if saying yes would compromise your values or authenticity. If it does, choose to say no. Document each instance in a journal, noting the situation, your decision, why you decided to say no, and how it made you feel afterward. Review this journal at the end of the month to assess how these decisions have impacted your sense of integrity, authenticity, and overall well-being. This lesson delves into the powerful impact of saying no on personal integrity and authenticity, emphasizing how each no spoken from a place of stoic wisdom reinforces a life lived true to oneself. As you continue to practice and refine the art of saying no, you'll find that it not only defines who you are, but also directs your life's trajectory toward greater fulfillment and virtue. Lesson 8. Achieving greater self-reliance through the power of no. Why is self-reliance important in the practice of saying no? Self-reliance is a fundamental aspect of Stoicism, emphasizing the importance of depending on oneself for happiness and fulfillment, rather than external sources. Saying no is a powerful expression of self-reliance because it shows that you can stand firm in your decisions and are not easily swayed by the expectations or demands of others. Marcus Aurelius believed in the strength of the individual's spirit and mind to overcome external challenges. By saying no to things that do not serve your higher self, you are practicing this philosophy, reinforcing your ability to act independently of external pressures. This not only strengthens your resolve, but also enhances your confidence in your ability to manage your life and choices. How does saying no empower you to take control of your life? Saying no empowers you to take control of your life by actively choosing which paths to follow, and which to avoid based on your personal values and goals. This selective engagement ensures that your energy and resources are not wasted on irrelevant or harmful activities. By prioritizing your commitments, you dictate the direction and quality of your life, rather than letting circumstances or others dictate it for you. Seneca wrote, "Fate leads the willing and drags along the reluctant," suggesting that personal power lies in willingness, a concept closely tied to the choices we make to accept or decline. Saying no is therefore not just a rejection, but a proactive assertion of agency. What are the practical benefits of becoming more self-reliant through saying no? Becoming more self-reliant through saying no has several practical benefits. It reduces dependency on others' approval and validation, freeing you from the need to please everyone, a common source of stress and dissatisfaction. It also encourages the development of problem-solving skills, as you are more likely to rely on your own abilities to navigate challenges. Additionally, self-reliance cultivated through saying no leads to better time management, as you are less likely to overcommit and more likely to allocate time to tasks that truly matter. This approach fosters a deeper sense of personal satisfaction and achievement, as you are living in accordance with your authentic self. How does saying no enhance your personal and professional growth? Saying no can significantly enhance both personal and professional growth by freeing up resources to invest in areas that truly contribute to your development. Professionally, it allows you to focus on projects that align with your career objectives, improving quality and efficiency. Personally, it gives you the space to pursue interests and relationships that enrich your life and contribute to your well-being. This selective investment not only improves outcomes but also accelerates growth, as you are not scattered across too many commitments. Epictetus emphasized the importance of focus and commitment to one's chosen path as essential for success and fulfillment. Can saying no improve your relationships by fostering respect for your time and choices? Saying no can improve relationships by setting clear boundaries that foster mutual respect for time and choices. When you communicate your limits clearly and respectfully decline requests that are too demanding, you teach others how to interact with you in a way that respects your autonomy. This clarity prevents resentments from building up on both sides, promoting healthier, more sustainable relationships. In a way, saying no can strengthen connections with others by establishing a foundation of honesty and respect, qualities that are essential for any lasting relationship. What role does saying no play in managing life's uncertainties and maintaining flexibility? Saying no plays a critical role in managing life's uncertainties by maintaining flexibility in your schedule and commitments. By not overcommitting, you keep your options open to adapt to unexpected changes and opportunities. This flexibility is vital for navigating the unpredictable nature of life effectively. Stoics like Marcus Aurelius advocated for adaptability in the face of fate's twists and turns, viewing flexibility as a form of wisdom. By saying no to less crucial commitments, you ensure that you have the bandwidth to adjust as circumstances evolve, embodying the Stoic ideal of flowing with rather than against the currents of life. How does practicing saying no aid in developing inner peace and reducing stress? Practicing saying no is instrumental in developing inner peace and reducing stress by preventing overextension and the chaos that can come from it. Each no provides a buffer against the hectic pace of modern life, allowing you to breathe, reflect, and engage more fully with the present moment. This mindful engagement is key to maintaining inner peace. Furthermore, by not allowing external demands to dictate your schedule, you reduce the stress associated with juggling too many responsibilities. Seneca's thoughts on tranquility revolve around the simplicity of life, one that is readily achieved through the disciplined practice of saying no. Engage in a weekly review where you reflect on every instance you said no during the week. Evaluate the outcomes of these decisions. How did they affect your stress levels, your sense of control over your life, and your satisfaction with your time management? Assess whether the no's align with your broader goals and values. This reflection not only reinforces the positive impacts of saying no, but also helps fine-tune your decision-making process, ensuring that your no's are always aligned with your principles and the life you aspire to lead. Through this lesson, we delve into the profound impact saying no has on fostering self-reliance, enhancing life control, and promoting personal growth. As you continue to refine your ability to say no, you will find that it is not just a way of declining what you do not want, but affirmatively choosing what you truly value, thereby crafting a life of purpose, integrity, and fulfillment. Lesson 9. Cultivating Stoic Detachment for Mental Equilibrium. Why is Stoic detachment important in learning to say no? Stoic detachment, a practice of maintaining a rational distance from external influences, is crucial for making objective decisions, including when to say no. This detachment doesn't imply a lack of care or connection, but a careful moderation of one's emotional responses to avoid being swayed by momentary pressures or desires. By cultivating stoic detachment, you strengthen your ability to say no to requests that do not serve your higher purpose or align with your values. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the power of the mind to maintain its own tranquility amidst external chaos, teaching that we should not allow our peace to be disturbed by things that are ultimately out of our control. Saying no from a place of stoic detachment allows you to prioritize your well-being and preserve your focus on your goals, ensuring decisions are based on thoughtful consideration rather than fleeting emotions. How does saying no foster independence and self-sufficiency? Saying no is a powerful affirmation of your independence and self-sufficiency. It demonstrates a confidence in your abilities and judgments, reinforcing that you do not need to rely on others' approval to make decisions that are right for you. This practice of refusal helps build a strong, self-reliant character, a trait highly valued in Stoicism. Epictetus taught that freedom and happiness are achieved through self-mastery and autonomy, not through the accumulation of external validations or possessions. By regularly exercising your ability to say no, you affirm your capacity to stand alone, make tough choices, and remain steadfast in your commitments to your principles. What practical benefits does stoic detachment bring when saying no? Practically, stoic detachment aids in saying no by providing a clear, calm mindset that is not clouded by excessive emotional input. This clarity allows for better assessment of how each commitment fits into your life and whether it merits your time and energy. The ability to remain detached ensures that your decisions are not reactionary, but are made with a long-term perspective in mind. Such decisions tend to be more aligned with your life's goals and less likely to result in regret. Stoic detachment also prevents burnout, as it encourages you to engage only in tasks that are truly beneficial, rather than out of a misplaced sense of duty or the desire to please. How does saying no improve your mental clarity and focus? Saying no can significantly enhance your mental clarity and focus by eliminating unnecessary distractions and commitments. By filtering out what is non-essential, you can dedicate your resources to endeavors that are more fruitful and aligned with your personal and professional aspirations. Seneca pointed out that scattering our energy across too many activities diminishes our effectiveness and satisfaction in any single one. By using stoic detachment to say no, you concentrate your efforts, which not only leads to better results, but also fosters a deeper sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. Can the practice of saying no deepen your philosophical understanding and application of Stoicism? The practice of saying no can profoundly deepen your understanding and application of Stoic philosophy. Stoicism teaches the importance of living according to nature and reason, which includes understanding and setting limits on one's engagements. Each decision to say no is an exercise in applying Stoic principles such as temperance, courage, and wisdom. It requires courage to refuse things that might bring immediate pleasure for the sake of long-term well-being, wisdom to discern which engagements are truly beneficial, and temperance to moderate desires for external approval and success. What role does saying no play in maintaining physical and emotional health? Saying no is essential for maintaining both physical and emotional health. Overcommitting can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even physical illness, whereas maintaining a balanced schedule helps preserve your health and vitality. Stoic philosophy advocates for a harmonious life, which includes taking care of the body and mind as a duty to oneself. By saying no to excessive demands, you honor your body's limits and your mind's need for rest, which are critical for sustaining long-term health and energy. This practice not only prevents physical ailments, but also maintains emotional equilibrium by reducing stress and anxiety. How does saying no influence your relationships in a positive way? Saying no can positively influence your relationships by establishing healthy boundaries that encourage mutual respect and understanding. When you clearly communicate your limits, it helps others understand your values and priorities, which can lead to stronger, more respectful interactions. Additionally, when you are not overstretched, you can be more present and engaged in your relationships, which enhances their quality and depth. Stoic detachment allows you to say no without guilt or hesitation, knowing that true relationships will withstand and respect your choices. Keep a daily log for the next month where you record every instance you say no. For each no, note the situation, your reasons for saying no, and how you felt afterwards. At the end of the month, review your log to evaluate how saying no has affected your mental clarity, focus, independence, and overall adherence to Stoic principles. Reflect on any changes in your relationships, health, and personal growth. This exercise will help you see the tangible benefits of saying no and encourage you to continue integrating this practice into your Stoic lifestyle. This lesson highlights how embracing the power of no through Stoic detachment not only preserves your mental equilibrium, but also enriches your life across various dimensions. As you become more adept at saying no, you will find it instrumental in living a life true to the Stoic ideals of wisdom, courage, and moderation. Lesson 10. Mastering work-life balance through the power of saying no. Why is mastering work-life balance critical in using the power of saying no? Achieving work-life balance is essential for maintaining mental health and overall life satisfaction. Saying no plays a pivotal role in this balancing act, as it allows you to prioritize tasks and commitments that align with both your career objectives and personal needs. The Stoic principle of moderation teaches us to seek a harmonious life, avoiding excess in any one area. By judiciously saying no, you protect your time and energy for activities that nurture both your professional ambitions and personal well-being. This not only improves productivity and focus at work, but also ensures that you have enough reserves to enjoy and care for your personal life. How does saying no facilitate better time management? Saying no is a powerful tool for effective time management, helping you to allocate your limited hours to the most important tasks. Each refusal frees up time slots that can be redirected toward higher priority activities, whether they are work-related or personal. This selective engagement ensures that you are not merely busy, but productive. The Stoics believe that true wisdom includes knowing what to overlook. By applying this philosophy, you ensure that your actions are aligned with your most essential goals, enhancing both your efficiency and the quality of your outputs. What are the long-term benefits of maintaining work-life balance through saying no? Maintaining work-life balance through saying no offers significant long-term benefits, including reduced stress, increased job satisfaction, and improved personal relationships. Consistently protecting time for rest and recreation prevents burnout, a common problem in today's high-pressure environments. Furthermore, a balanced approach to work and life commitments leads to sustained performance levels at work and deeper, more fulfilling personal interactions. The Stoic aim to live a complete life, free of regret, is facilitated by this balance, enabling a full expression of one's capabilities and affections in all life areas. How does saying no improve your professional performance? Professionally, saying no can enhance your performance by allowing you to concentrate on fewer tasks with greater impact. This focused approach often leads to higher quality work, as you are not stretched thin across multiple projects. It also positions you as a decisive individual who is clear about priorities and capable of tough decision-making, a valuable trait in any professional setting. Marcus Aurelius advocated for doing each task as if it were your last, implying deep dedication and focus. By saying no to lesser tasks, you can dedicate yourself fully to activities that merit such attention, boosting both your productivity and reputation. Can saying no enhance your personal satisfaction and happiness? Saying no can significantly enhance your personal satisfaction and happiness by ensuring that your life is not overrun by obligations that drain your energy and detract from your joy. By establishing clear boundaries around work and personal life, you create space for activities that truly bring you happiness, whether it's hobbies, time with loved ones, or personal relaxation. This selective participation is key to living a stoic life of contentment, where happiness is derived from a well-ordered life that reflects one's true interests and affections. What role does saying no play in cultivating healthier relationships? Saying no plays a crucial role in cultivating healthier relationships by setting clear expectations and limits. This clarity helps prevent overcommitment and resentment, which can sour personal interactions. When you have the space to engage meaningfully with friends and family, your relationships deepen and become more rewarding. Furthermore, demonstrating the ability to say no shows a respect for your own needs, which sets a healthy example for others to do the same, fostering a mutual respect that is essential for long-lasting, supportive relationships. How does practicing saying no align with Stoic virtues? Practicing saying no aligns closely with Stoic virtues, especially wisdom and temperance. Wisdom involves making choices that lead to a good and harmonious life, while temperance concerns the moderation of one's desires and impulses. Saying no requires and fosters both these virtues, as it involves thoughtful decision-making and self-restraint. By regularly exercising these virtues through refusal, you develop a strong, virtuous character that can withstand the pressures and temptations of excess, whether in work or personal life. For the next month, keep a daily diary of every time you say no at work and in your personal life. Record the context of each decision, why you chose to say no, and the outcome it led to. At the end of the month, review your diary to assess how these decisions affected your work-life balance, professional performance, personal satisfaction, and relationships. Reflect on how well you were able to embody Stoic virtues through your choices. This exercise will help you better understand the impact of saying no and encourage you to continue refining your ability to balance all aspects of your life. Through this lesson, you learn how mastering the power of saying no is instrumental in achieving a balanced, fulfilling life that adheres to Stoic principles of moderation, wisdom, and personal integrity. As you become more adept at saying no, you'll find that it not only preserves your energy, but also enriches every facet of your existence.